Coming to you live from the Evergreen State in the city of Seattle, Washington. Hope you're having a good Sunday. Well, it's good that football is back in effect.
Hey!
They have been missed, so you know, that's our producer. She loves her football,
hey,
her Dallas Cowboys.
I can get with the football now.
That's right, all day.
Yeah, So we'll be doing sports reporting here starting probably next Sunday. Of course, unless, you know, she sees anything up on the wire. And, of course, let me introduce our co-host, Bernice.
Hello, everyone, from Washington State.
And our switchboard operator and producer of Talk to Me, Chabonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Well, again, we're having a wonderful day in Seattle, a little overcast, a little bit of wind, but it's nice. It's a nice day. I'm enjoying my beautiful flowers. Oh, my goodness. You know, sometimes you just have to buy for yourself.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Beautiful, beautiful. But anyway, any birthdays? Anybody have birthdays coming up?
I got a birthday coming up next month. Shav, you got one coming up at the end
That's
of this month,
right.
Don't you?
Yeah, on the 30th. But a couple of birthdays that did pass. Rhonda, happy birthday. Her birthday was
happy
August.
Well, happy birthday, Rhonda.
And her
happy
mom,
birthday.
Billy, her birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday,
happy birthday,
Billy.
Billy, yes, ma'am. All right.
Yeah.
And then we've got you coming up, so happy birthday, Chabonet.
Thank you very much.
Coming up. And anybody else, are we missing or no?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, anyway, as usual, you know, we always start this show with entertainment news, and from there we go into our topic. Tonight, boy, we're going to have a really good show for all you listeners. I hope you've got your internet going and you're listening to the show, because we're going to talk about Tavis Smiley and Cornel West, who have been in the news quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, and I'll do the horoscopes. I will do that, and I apologize from last Sunday. I didn't get the opportunity to do that. We had a wonderful show, and thank you all the listeners who called in. I will do that when Chabonet gets through with the news of the weird, and I'll do that right quick. And also on the discussion, let's see, I think Bernice has got about two or three items over there, too, that she wants to discuss. And, in fact, yeah, she does, because if I'm not mistaken, I think she's got some fun time recipes, y'all. So get your pen and paper out so you can write these recipes down. They sound good and economical. Hello.
Yes, they are.
And then I think Chabonet wanted to talk about the laziness in men as they romance the woman of their interest. So
just my generation. I can't speak for everybody else.
Okay, well, there you go, all you 30-somethings. All righty then. So let's begin, and we'll have Bernice take it away to entertainment news.
Okay. What we have in the news today is actress Tracee Ellis Ross is the cover girl for Essence magazine. Her new BET show, Read Between the Lines, debuts on October 11th with Malcolm Jamal Warner. That sounds like this is going to be a pretty good show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to see what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
More problems for a pregnant Fantasia, y'all.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm. She is pregnant by her married boyfriend. Is this her second pregnancy by him or her first one?
I think so, because didn't she have an abortion at first?
I think she had was
pregnant
before
by him.
Yeah,
she had an abortion, and then she went through that little mental thing, and now she's for real.
And now she's being sued by her bank for $25,000. She took out a loan and never repaid them. Congrats to singer Monica. She is expecting her baby number 3, her first with husband Shannon Brown of the L.A. Lakers. Congrats, Monica. Actress Nicole Ari Parker, Mrs. Boris, what's that, Caljo?
Oh, yeah. They both are pretty couple.
Is coming to Broadway. She will be teaming up with Blair Underwood in the Broadway revival of a streetcar named Desire. Previews start next spring. Oh, I'm going to be dipping into that and see what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that actress Zoe Saldana is in the cover girl for the new issue of Ebony magazine.
I'm seeing her movie Columbia.
Oh, no doubt. She looks hot. Saldana is an action star in the new movie Columbiana, which opens in theaters August 26th. I cannot wait to see that movie, okay?
Yeah,
Will, yes. Will and Jada Pinkett Smith's home is featured in the latest Architectural Digest. Got to see that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the store and get that book because I bet, from what I saw the previews of it, they had a little bit on TMZ.
Mm-hmm.
It is, and it's hidden. You don't
really?
Even know that there's a house back there.
Wow.
It looks like a little adobe thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But once you go inside, it's just, it's like you're in another world, and it's true. They have built that house around the theme for the children as well as themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
nice. Wow. And we got also at the movies, it's The Help with Viola Davis and Octavia Spencer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What is The Help about?
It's about what I can see from the previews. It's about this lady who wants to write a story about the people in town, but they want to get the bird's eye view, and she wants to get the real McCoy. So she goes to the help in the show because it seems like it's like a community of, you know, white folks and black folks don't mesh together.
Oh,
the black
okay.
folks is the help and the white folks, you know, that's that southern stuff.
Oh.
Well, what the help too also is about women that did day work back in the 50s and the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe they didn't either have the education or they weren't able to, you know, to hold, like, white-collar jobs or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So they would do day work, and they'd go around and they'd clean people's homes or apartments for money every day, which now has become, we say, domestic technician
mm-hmm.
now today. Because they get paid really good money to come in and clean your house.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a subordinate type of job. But
back
it did
then.
Bring women together,
mm-hmm,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, okay.
And they're telling their stories and their experiences working for different people, raising the white child.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll have to check it out because I didn't get a chance to read the book, but I heard the book is good and the movie matches pretty closely to the book.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I'm anxious to see it, too. I can't wait till it comes out. We got more problems with Cat Williams, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
The popular comedian was thrown out of his own show after showing signs of strange behavior. A couple of weeks ago, he
Damn.
Got into an altercation with a tractor-trailer driver. His career is in ruins. Who will step in to help him?
They didn't already try to help his little ass.
Wow.
Little Papa Smurf ass. He knows better.
I just watched his show on Comedy
I know,
Central.
Yeah, that's what I did, too.
This is what pisses me off. It's his behavior. Because the young man is a genius.
Mm-hmm.
He really is. He has a gift to make people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a genius, and that factor is his ability, but he's letting his behavior rule him right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
You know, he's mm-hmm. past ego tripping. He's boy is out there.
Wow.
They don't need to rein him in. They need to push him in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
too bad.
Yeah, it is.
That
because,
is
like I say, he's a genius.
Yeah.
He has great potential.
He had me laughing all upside the wall and everything.
And he does, though. I mean, because
mm-hmm.
he makes really profound points.
He does.
He does.
And he's hilarious and a mayor. Apparently, the people he has around him are not beneficial.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No.
You know, because if you have good people around you, he'd be all right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not teaching him about the discipline of the entertainment industry.
Wow.
No.
And don't go with the Gollywood stuff, you know.
Right.
You need to discipline yourself and pull yourself in. You know, sure, everything is to your disposal, but that doesn't mean you have to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So
that's what
anyway.
We kind of discussed about. Monique, huh?
Hmm?
Monique?
Yeah, that's how we, with the Academy Award that she got.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's smelling her own britches, too.
Yeah. So how is singer Al DeBarge, y'all? Well, he did a stint in rehab earlier this year, and he is currently on the road with Ron Isley and his brother Ernie. Oprah has her own network, and now Tyler Perry wants his home. Perry is teaming up with Lionsgate to take over an existing gospel channel to show his movies, TV shows, and programs with Christian values and storytelling. The Perry's latest movie, Madea's Big Happy Family, comes out on DVD August 30th, and Madea's Christmas will be out on DVD before Thanksgiving. After 50 years, Jerry Lewis will no longer be associated with the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Lewis was the face of the MDA telethon, but he was unceremoniously dumped. Lewis announced earlier this year that he was retiring, but officials decided to cut ties with Lewis after he bashed his new co-host, Nigel Lithgow, and one of the creators of American Idol, and Allison Sweeney from The Biggest Loser. Lewis said in a recent interview with Reality Shows Have Destroyed TV. Lewis says he will talk about his firing after this year's Labor Day telethon. Wow. They need to just stop now. It's time to go and just move on out gracefully.
Let the next generation take it now.
After 8 seasons, it's a wrap for the ABC show Desperate Housewives. I never could get into that
Me
show.
Me either.
I even tried
to watch it when Alfre Woodard was on there.
Yeah.
I tried to watch it when Vanessa Williams was on there. I just could. It didn't, never grasp me.
Maybe when the first
few seasons it began, it probably did. You know.
Yeah. Creator Mark Cherry is ending the popular show after this season. I love this season. I stuck with it even when some seasons were not as good as the rest. I will miss this show. Well, honey, I won't.
I ain't tripping. I won't.
Okay, y'all. Martin Lawrence is ready to return to TV, y'all. You think he's going to make it this time around?
Hope so.
He is in negotiations with CBS Network back in the 90s. Martin was a man with The Martin Show, which aired on Fox from 1992 to 1997. The TBS network is canceling comedian George Lopez's late night show, Lopez Tonight. Yeah, they had it on TV the other night.
Too. Yeah, I noticed that. What was it? I didn't catch. Was it ratings? Is Conan that much
better? It was his
better?
Ratings. The show took a hit in the ratings, which was moved to midnight to make way for Conan.
Conan,
And Conan is on his way out too. They're having negotiations on when is it going to be, like, his turn to be out. Yeah, yeah. Because
his ratings also went down.
It started out good, and his ratings also have went down. So it's not official yet for Conan, but it is definitely official for Lopez.
Made his money and so did Lopez.
Because isn't Lopez, what is his last show, this Thursday? It's something
It was his last show. This Thursday, I think it was.
Last Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn.
They cut him like they did Monique right after me, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. All right.
$1 million a year on hair. You know who we're talking about, y'all, Rihanna. That's the reported price on how much it costs to keep up with the hair of Rihanna. It averages out to be to about $23,000 a week. Now, what kind of hair she got? She got gold hair. What?
That is ridiculous. That's either a weave or a wig or something.
No, it's weave. She's got hair. It's all that weave and that dyeing, the colors.
And that red is, she need to get off of that red. She need to go somewhere.
I cannot believe that child spends that much on hair.
Well,
she got money
young.
To blow.
She young, y'all.
Need to spend it on therapy.
R. Kelly says as soon as he gets better, he will return to the studio to start work on a new album. R. Kelly recently had throat surgery to remove the asbestos, the abscess on his tonsils. He thanks his fans for their prayers. Oh, I didn't know that.
He's getting better.
So what, he just released that one song, When a Woman Loves? Anybody talk about that album?
I heard about that album. I didn't. That's all they said. They didn't say anything else.
Because I never got it, so.
Christopher Reed, who was Kid of the hip-hop group Kid and Play, had a run-in with the police this week regarding a drunk driving incident from last year. Reed says it was all a big mistake and he made a bad decision. And Mike Tyson
is talking about his recent weight loss. I noticed that last time they showed him on TV.
Mm.
His face is really little. I said, oh, he must have lost some weight. Sure enough.
Hmm.
He is now a vegan, and he says food plays a part in his wild behavior.
Mm.
Oh, he's a vegetarian. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have in the entertainment news. Lennis, what do you have?
Well, I don't have anything, so I'll just go down the hall here and see what Miss Chauvinet has.
Okay.
All right, let's see what's going on in the news of the weird.
Oh, Lord.
We got some odd stories today. So, growing up early is the subject for these couple of stories. A loaded handgun fell from the pocket of a kindergarten student in Houston in April, firing a single bullet that slightly wounded two classmates and the shooter.
Wow. Wait, back the hell up. Did you say kindergarten?
Yep.
What's kindergarten? 4 or 5? 5. Go ahead, Chauvinet.
But if you're stupid, 6. My bad.
You just blew me out the water.
My bad for the slow kids. So, yeah, kindergarten. Next story, prosecutors in Grant County, Wisconsin filed first-degree sexual assault charges recently against a 6-year-old boy, stemming from a game of doctor that authorities say he pressured a 5-year-old girl into in 2010. Sick.
Oh, okay, wait a minute. A game of doctor at the age of 5, and they got him for sexual assault. You mean to tell me that little 5-year-old was trying to do something down there?
I don't know. The boy was 6. The little girl was 5.
Okay, 6 and 5.
I have no idea. However, whatever version of doctor
what
he played.
What do they consider sexual assault? Hmm.
That's all the story told.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea. Probably touching the little girl. You know, it's something he's seen. It's not, he didn't just wake up and, oh, I'm going to touch a little girl. He
That's
just seen
what I'm
something.
Saying. Where are the parents in this? Because a child only mimics what they have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mimicking that from somewhere.
I have no idea.
I don't know, Lennis, from the what kind of stuff
they
show on TV.
They better learn to close them doors.
Either
that
or they're showing a lot of stuff they ain't got no business showing on TV.
Well,
and
no.
These kids are seeing it.
They're showing it, but it's up to the parents' discretion not to let your kids watch certain things,
well,
too.
Well, that's exactly my point. They're letting them kids see that stuff. All right, go ahead.
Lakewood, Colorado police attempting to wrest control of a sharpened stick that a second grade boy was using to threaten classmates and a teacher gave him 2 shots of pepper spray. The boy had just finished shouting to police, "Get away from me, you fuckers."
How old was this kid?
They didn't say he was a second grader, so probably 8.
Oh,
7 or 8. Good, spray him in the eyes. I would have tased him. Tappaconi County, Indiana, Judge Loretta Rush, interviewed by the Journal and Courier of Lafayette, Indiana, in June, underscored parental drug use as a major risk factor and the child's drifting into substance abuse. I had a case, and I'm quoting what she said. I had a case where a child was born with drugs in his system, recalled Rush. Both parents were using. We were looking for a place in the child in relatives' homes, but both sets of grandparents were using.
Damn.
So the great-grandmother in the courtroom had asked if she would pass the drug screen, and she said she would not either.
Damn.
So the whole entire family get their high on.
Oh, my
damn.
God. Okay.
That's crazy.
Yes. The next couple of stories are under leading economic indicators. In June, officials of California's Alford Unified School District announced that their brand new $105 million high school, Hillcrest, would remain unused for the coming school year and perhaps beyond because the budget-strapped state does not have the $3 million to run the school for a year.
That's that pretty school down in California?
Yep.
Yeah.
In any event,
yeah,
it costs $1 million per year just to maintain the building to prevent its deterioration.
That was a waste of money.
Wow.
But that school is fabulous. You hear me?
$105 million for the school, and it takes $3 million to run it for
just
a year,
to run it.
And they ain't got no money.
Mm-hmm. Wow, why would you? Now that is a waste of money.
That is a
waste.
Partially
a waste. I mean, it's an
right.
educational facility.
Mm-hmm.
But
they can't
that
even
much
fill
money.
They can't even fill it up with kids now, because of the recession. They ain't got no money. Like you said,
what is it, 300?
Was it going to be a private school or was it going to be a public
school?
No,
it's a public school.
It's a public school, and it had more than one grade, all the way up to high school, 12 years. But I can't remember what grade started there.
Yeah, it didn't say in this article.
It didn't say, but it's all the way up through to the 12th grade. So, I mean, that school is fabulous. I said, I ain't never seen folks like that have schools like that. Even rich folks ain't got no school like this one. This school sits by itself.
Whoa.
That's how fabulous that school is. That's how fabulous that school is. And now they can't. See? Go ahead, Alan Sharon. I'm sorry.
All right, next article. Now, this one is what we call irony. Full circle outsourcing. Mm-hmm. A Mumbai, India company, Aegis Communications, announced that May that it will hire about 10,000 new employees to work in its call centers fielding customer service problems for U.S.-based companies. However, those jobs are not in India. Aegis will outsource those jobs to Americans at $12 to $14 an hour at 9 call centers in the United States.
Oh, my God.
Okay, but now remember, y'all, I spoke about this back in January.
Uh-huh.
Outsourcing was coming back,
mm-hmm.
remember?
You did say that.
I said it was coming back to the United States, and these people that didn't want to work for $4 or $5 an hour are going to start taking those jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That means they'll bring it back then since we will accept that.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I don't know. I think what's the rate? Is it seven something an hour now?
Oh, the minimum wage.
I'm
not sure how much it is.
No.
We're not bringing our outsourcing back. What it is this is India's company. India's not hiring their own people. They're bringing it to us. Just like we outsource. That's what I'm saying. Just like Dell outsources their customer. Or call centers to India. Quest does it. T-Mobile does it. Boeing does it. So many American companies outsource to India and other foreign countries because the pay rate is so much cheaper and they don't have to worry about benefits.
Right.
Well, now India is doing the same thing. Instead of giving their people the jobs, they're outsourcing it to us. And so now we have their jobs. So it's just, like you said, Mom, it's just reverse outsourcing.
That's all.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was like, ain't that irony? So I guess we scratch their back, they scratch ours now.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But, you know, the thing is, though, but you're not helping your country or your economy.
Mm-mm.
That's where it just makes no sense.
Yeah.
But anyhow, okay, we're recording three themes. News of the Weird has mentioned various overseas prisons where crime kingpins serve time in relative comfort through bribery or fear. But according to a June New York Times dispatch, Venezuela's San Antonio prison, which houses the country's drug traffickers, is in its own class of its own. San Antonio's four swimming pools frequently host inmate families and guests who lounge with barbecue meals and liquor. Paid bodyguards pass the time shucking oysters for alpha dog inmate Tafulio Rodriguez. DirecTV dishes serves the sales. Drug smuggling via guards is so prevalent that Venezuelan locals actually visit the prison to buy the surplus. Which they carry out because the guards only search them upon entering.
Oh, my God.
Rodriguez enforcement is backed up by an openly displayed arsenal of guns. Said a Russian drug trafficker inmate, "This is the strangest place I've ever been."
Really?
Oh, my Lord.
And wonder why people want to go to prison. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, over there in Venezuela, here in the United States.
Mm-hmm. You doing good? Hell yeah. I'm a drug kingpin. Come on down so I can beat you up.
Yeah.
It's a mess. All right. The next few stories are under armed and clumsy. People who accidentally shoot themselves recently. Sean Murphy, 38, destroyed most of his finger trying to shoot off a wart.
That's not funny, but
it is.
I did not expect that one.
I guess he don't live near a drugstore or a pharmacy or anything.
No.
Or even a local store and just ask, do you have anything, any medication for
Compound
warts?
Compound W for warts, you know.
Ooh, was this up in Kentucky?
It's actually in England.
England?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
A Secret Service agent assigned to Nancy Reagan shot himself in the hip holstering his gun.
Oh, my God.
A 17-year-old boy playing with a gun in bed shot himself in the testicles. A training officer at Ohio Peace Officer Academy shot himself in the thigh. Sheriff Lauren Nielsen of Bangkok County, Idaho, shot himself in the hand. Jonathan Hartman, 27, holstering his gun in his back pocket after threatening his girlfriend, shot himself in the butt.
He deserved that.
That's what I'm getting ready to say.
He deserved
that's
that.
That's what he gets.
A man trying to scratch his nose with a pellet gun shot himself in the face.
Oh, my God.
Now, something that's odd. In June, scientists at China's Agricultural University in Beijing announced that they had produced human breast milk from genetically modified dairy cows and expect supplies to be available in supermarkets within 3 years.
Oh, no, that'll
never happen.
Right.
Employing
no,
technology once used to produce the sheep Dolly, researchers created a herd of 300 modified cows which yielded milk that was reported as sweeter and stronger than typical cow milk.
Mm. Nope. Mm-mm.
No wonder we have folks getting ready to go to jail. They're just killing folks and everything just so they can go to jail,
and
prison, and have a roof over their head, a bed to sleep in, and three squares a day. That's sad.
Another
it's
story.
It's sad, the biochemicals that they're mixing.
Yes, just
the
making
stuff.
Them do that.
That's the stuff that's scary.
Yes.
In January, a baby was born to Canadians Kathy Ritterick and David Stalker, but seven months later, they still have not revealed to family or friends whether Little Storm, that's the child's name, is a boy or a girl. The couple are intending to raise Storm free of gender-specific cultural stereotypes, such things as domestic street, aggressiveness, preferences for arts or mathematics, because society tends to overvalue boy norms. On a larger scale, in Stockholm, according to a June Associated Press dispatch, the 33 Swedish preschoolers at a school socialized in daily environments scrubbed of all gender references. For example, girls and boys alike play with kitchen toys and building materials, and when playing family, parental roles are interchangeable. Critics say the children will be left unprepared for the real world. Mm. And the last story. Last couple of stories, undignified deaths. A 24-year-old man riding a party bus for a friend's bachelor night in Detroit in June was killed on Interstate 94 when he popped open an emergency escape hatch on the bus's roof and peered out at the sights. His head was slammed into an overpass.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He didn't
Can
even
we
know
say
what hit him.
Mission Impossible?
Come
he
at.
Did not
Ooh.
Know what hit him.
A 59-year-old woman who had borrowed a steamroller to help with maintenance on a road near her home in Whitcomb County, Washington, in June, lost control of the vehicle, sending it into a ditch where she was thrown and fatally rolled upon. And that, my people, is news of the weird.
Oh, my Lord.
That is something.
I love this story.
These people are just,
they off chain, y'all, and these are true stories.
Yeah,
that's what makes
the
it
crazy
funny.
Part.
It is. It's not.
It's
these
true.
Are not made up. These are real stories
real
around
stories,
the world.
Yes. News of the Weirds is real stories, y'all.
And you can't.
We're not making this up.
You can't. You just can't. It's too funny.
Oh,
so
God.
That's all I have of News of the Weird. I'm going to throw it back at you, too.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I have some.
I got horoscopes.
Oh, yeah.
Got
to do the horoscopes.
Okay.
Yeah, horoscopes. Okay. And again, I apologize, I didn't get to it last week, so we'll do it now. Okay, so these are the horoscopes for August 2011. And if you want more information, just go to my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com, and go over to horoscopes, and you can read more. Okay, Aries, come on now, what's up? You got your freedom, what more could you want? Think smart, Aries, this is your month. Even though we are in Mercury retrograde, it is the sign of Leo, fire sign, your cousin. So make the most of the next 3 weeks. You can turn things around now to benefit you greatly. Wishing you the best, Aries. Taurus, let the stubborn ways go, Taurus. It's summertime. Get out and enjoy. Spend a little money with family and friends. It may be hot, but you're hotter. Yeah. Look for a better change in romance or enhance your relationship. Love is in the air for you right now. Gemini, stop trying to please everyone and start with it's all about, and stop with it's all about me, Gemini.
Enjoy yourself. You love the environment you have built for yourself. Work will be hectic for some these next few weeks, so watch out for that. I could say hang in there, but I won't because you know what time it is. New adventures await you, Gemini, with you, if you're willing to try. Okay, Cancer. Get it together, Cancer. Your weak side is overshadowing your intelligence. Please take care of your health this month. It seems there are many possibilities at this time for illnesses with you. Be cautious is to be wise. Get vitamins and plenty of rest daily. Your health is not only important to you, but to other folks as well. Remember, you are an anchor. Leo, just a quick note. It's all about you, boo. It's your time. Happy birthday and do your thing. Just remember to be cautious in words and speech. Fire signs have a tendency to speak first and think later. Happy birthday, Leo. Virgo, you're next. Woohoo! Talk about shining all month. Girlfriend, boyfriend, let it rip. You are on a mental, spiritual, and physical high all month. Remember, patience is a virtue. Your intelligence is really being called forth to assist, clean up, shut up, or move on. Yep, that's you all month, Virgo.
Moving on is what it is.
Libra? Well, look, it is strutting all around like you. Well, look who's strutting all around like you don't stink. Karma can be a bitch. Did you not think that the lies, manipulation, deceit wouldn't catch up with you? Come on now. Make amends, apologize, and then forgive yourself and move the hell on. Scorpio, man cannot eat, just meat alone. You now have a seat at the table of life. What are you going to eat, my dear? Decisions will have to be made. Your career will receive a boost this month from an unknown source. It seems whatever that you touch seems to grow, like growing hands. So shall you flourish in your community efforts as well. Growing and expanding is where you will succeed this month, Scorpio. Okay. Let's see here. What does it have to say for Sagittarius. Sagittarius, again, fire sign. Sagittarius, Leo, and Aries are all just like cousins. How will it lead this month for Mr. or Mrs. Sag? Well, you have all the qualifications of a great leader, yet you sometimes lead with your heart on your sleeve instead of logical deduction, which is what you are good at. Communications this month will be your focal point. Lead rather than follow the norm. Changes must be made, Sagittarius. Capricorn, decisions have been made. Now take the ball and run with it to your goal. Capricorn, through your calculating, inspired, wisdom mind, you have brought forth light. That determination, which is what has led you far and wide. Finances are greatly improved this month. Enjoy, go shopping, and treat yourself. Aquarius, time to enjoy, Mr. and Mrs. Aquarius. Summer is still available for small trips out of town. Remember to watch your health during the summertime. Too easy to overeat at all those outdoor outings. Pisces, Mercury retrograde during this time drains you mentally and physically. Please take vitamins and ample rest. The arena posed in front of you now is a lot of hard work all month. Learn to compromise more this month. It will pay off in the end, believe me. And those are the horoscopes for August 2011. Okay, now, Bernice, what you got over there for a hot topic, girl?
Okay, let's get with some food this time, y'all. I got a few recipes here you guys may want to just dive into. I went online. And I found a recipe for a 20-minute tuna casserole. And I found recipes that you can make with Yoplait, and they have a product called Yoplait Smoothie. So those would be neat to have. And I also found a recipe for a smoothie
made with Ensure powder.
No, that's good.
So these are some neat stuff going on here. I saw this. So I just picked up this Berry Sunrise Smoothie. And the ingredients is called, it makes one cup serving. And the preparation time is only 5 minutes.
Hello.
Oh,
and, okay.
Yeah, it's really easy. It's a 1/2 cup of Ensure homemade vanilla shake powder.
Okay.
Okay. 6 fluid ounces of orange juice. 3 medium frozen strawberries,
ooh,
and 1/3 cup of frozen blueberries. Directions. Place all ingredients in a blender and blend until smooth, and you've got yourself an Ensure Berry Sunrise Smoothie.
Hello.
Like that.
That's
a neat
one.
Too, yeah.
I said, ooh, I'd
because
probably get with that
because y'all have fruit.
One.
You
yeah.
know, we got fruit at home, so
mm-hmm.
that's a nice. Okay, I like that.
And then Safeway, they came out with a recipe called the 20-Minute Tuna Casserole. And this casserole calls for 1 12-ounce package of extra-wide egg noodles, 1 cup of Safeway Select frozen petite green peas. That's for y'all that like green peas. I do. 1 6-ounce can of Safeway Select Turgo chunk-like tuna in water drained.
Okay.
But you can. I would think you can use any tuna that would taste better as long as it doesn't have the oil in it.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
The water sounds good.
Right,
yeah.
And then you will have 2 tablespoons of lucerne. Now, that's my butter, y'all. Sweet cream butter.
Hello.
And you'll have 3 tablespoons of organics all-purpose flour, 1 3/4 cups of organics chicken broth, 1 12-ounce fluid of canned evaporated milk, and 1/4 cup of dry white wine.
Mm.
That sounds good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
In a 5 to 6 quart pan, bring 3 quarts of saltines, water to a boil over, no, sorry, salted water, over a boil of, excuse me, let me start this over. In a 5 to 6 quart pan, bring 3 quarts of salted water to a boil over high heat. Add noodles, cook according to package directions. Add peas to pasta and cook until peas are bright green and tender to bite, about 1 minute. Drain noodles and peas, then return to pan, blend in tuna. While noodles cook in a 12 to 14-inch frying pan, melt butter over medium-high heat, add flour, and whisk vigorously until a smooth paste forms. Stir mixture until it simmers. And about 1 minute. In a bowl, mix together broth and milk. Very gradually add some mixture in small batches.
And we need to wrap it up.
Oh.
So after, how long do you cook it and for what?
Oh, after you do that, you cook it about 2 minutes. And then pour surface over tuna mixture and gently stir and mix well. Serve immediately.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Okay. See, I was almost done with it, baby. But that's
okay.
Mm-hmm. So do we have time for, I got some smoothies from Yoplait, y'all. Yoplait has, I'm just going to call off the list because I got several of them here. Yoplait has a frozen foolish royal mess smoothie. Green go-together smoothie. You can find these on recipes.com, y'all. That's where I found these at. I was really surprised. The next one is called the Berry Beach Umbrella Smoothie. They got pictures of them, too. They look good. Nutty Strawberry Smoothie. Turbo Banana Boost Smoothie. And Palm Berry Powwow Smoothie. Now, we've got some good smoothies. And I've also looked online, too, that what's that, dryer ice cream?
Yeah.
They've got smoothies in their line, so they've got a whole line of different flavors. So
see, because they know they're selling, that's why.
They keep
you from buying the other part and make your own smoothie at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm just going
to
do this.
Trying to prepackage.
Yeah, prepackage so you won't make your own. Well, that's all I have on the recipe department.
Okay, so you know you got to, if you missed any aspect of that, now you know you got to listen to the show to get those recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Recipes.com. And Bernice, remember, there you go.
Recipes.com.
That's what we need. Recipes.com, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they got all kind of recipes for stuff there, girl. I just said, oh, which one should I take? I said, I'm going to do all of your play. I'm going to hit up this 20-minute tuna casserole and this Ensure. Now, that's a good one. I like
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because people that have, I don't want to say just health issues, but digestive issues
right.
or whatever and have
mm-hmm.
the
that Ensure
stuff,
is good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good vitamins, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to do a quick one. Well, two things. We're going to do a quick one on, maybe I'll just go to this, the Tavis Smiley.
Okay.
Because since we're here in Washington, I want Vernice and Shab also to discuss about the, what was it, the bridge? What's
the
big
tunnel.
Topic?
The
yeah,
tunnel.
The tunnel. Okay.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So we'll do this. We'll talk about, we'll give Tavis Smiley in about 10 minutes. And then the last 10 minutes of the show, we'll talk about the tunnel in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm sure, listeners, that you've heard for the past week or maybe a little bit longer, there's been this big, not a controversy, but issues with Tavis Smiley and Cornel West about how they feel that President Obama is not doing his job or fulfilling his applications that he spoke about before getting to the White House that he tried to accomplish. Of course, a lot of things have changed since then. So he does have to deal with a House of Representatives and a Congress of Senators, okay? So everything ain't just, yeah, this is what I would like, but doesn't mean it'll come out. But anyway, they've been kind of bashing him. So not too long ago, Princeton educator Cornel West told the Huffington Post that President Obama had a problem with journalists, like Tavis Smiley, who offered tough critiques of him. Obama won't touch him with a 10-foot pole, the professor said. This is Cornel West. Well, what you know, on Wednesday, Tavis went on C-SPAN to discuss the Smiley-West 16 city, y'all.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you right now, don't support their ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm saying it. FCC about it, don't support their ass. City poverty tour and reiterating what Cornel said. Prior to his being elected, he came on my radio programs and TV programs with regularity, Smiley said. Once he got elected and my critique of him about holding him accountable to various things didn't sit so well with him or the people around him. He has not at this point come on my TV or radio programs one time since he's been in the White House. The PBS TV and radio talk show host went on to say that Obama, who he's known for years, is the first president in my professional career that hasn't invited me to the White House. Why should he?
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
Okay, now the first response is going to be from Steve Harvey, and the second response is from me, Lennis. Whoa, Tavis and Cornel equals Uncle Tom, says Steve Harvey. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of recourse about the criticism Tavis Smiley and Cornel West have spewed against President Obama. Steve Harvey in particular spoke out against the duo and even called them Uncle Toms. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
I was a huge fan of Cornel West, he said, but Tavis, I seen him coming a mile away. His anchor stated when he had a town hall meeting, President Obama couldn't come because of the campaign trail, and he sent Mrs. Obama.
Mm-hmm.
He has held that grudge ever since.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You don't have any real basis behind your dislike for this man. You keep masking it, saying it's not about hate.
Mm-hmm.
Then what is it about, Tavis?
Thank you.
Yes.
Poverty
yes.
existed before January 20th, 2008. Where was your damn bus then?
Mm-hmm.
He kept going off on a rant and even joked about Tavis' request for the president to sit down at two or three summits or 3 days. Summit the issue of poverty. Who in the hell got 2 or 3 days for your ass, Tavis and Cornel?
Thank you.
Quote unquote. Steve Harvey said, I ain't got time to sit down with your monkey behind for 2-3 days. Let alone the president of the United States. We got three wars going on. The economy is crashing, and we're going to sit down with Tavis' ass for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
then
come
he,
on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
then he proposed that Smiley is being funded by someone to say these things and produce the poverty tour.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey continued his rant by referring to Smiley and West as being affiliated with UTLO.org,
mm-hmm.
which stands for Uncle Tom Lookout.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
See?
This is my rant to Tavis and Cornel West. Tavis Smiley and Cornel West, so-called friends of President Obama, the two of them are going around the country speaking out against President Obama. Draw a line in the sand and make a decision. The president needs to do better than this, helping the nation. Quote, unquote, thereabouts, Tavis Smiley and Cornel West. Now, okay, whoa, pump your brakes there, guys. First off, you do realize he has to deal with the House of Representatives as well as Congress to get anything done.
Mm-hmm.
It is President Obama's problem that the two cannot agree on what is best for America?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It's all about their money, their homes, their finances, and their children, whom are well taken care of, and thus leads into the problem of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
They know that Obama is right, but President Obama doesn't have a Trojan horse in the White House compared to Bush Jr.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody.
There
think
you
about
go.
It for a minute, y'all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He can push, strain, stress, and even veto bills. Does that make him any more likable or happier in his job?
Mm-hmm.
He may be our president, but he's still a black man fighting for the minorities in this country of all races and cultures.
Mm-hmm.
The both of you clown President Obama regarding the bust of Martin Luther King in the Oval Office as some kind of insult to his memory.
Hmm.
Really, guys?
Mm.
Are the both and the both of you are educated black men.
That's true.
I believe Martin Luther King would be insulted by your behavior.
Yep.
For not backing President Obama, and you used to call him a friend and a colleague.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the president's very own turned against him. Yeah, that would make Martin Luther King real happy.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why Tom Joyner, won't have anything to do with you, Tavis Smiley, or Cornel West. Cut your hair. Your natural is way too tight. Your brain can't breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Cornel West and Tavis Smiley, don't be too quick to throw rocks and then hide your hands at election time. You never know what may come out of the closet. Regarding your professions, your behavior, and your so-called consultants on American politics. Really?
Mm.
Oh, and by the way, just to let you two know, President Obama is running for a second term, and he will win. Contrary to popular opinion, there are things going on you two have no knowledge about or, quite frankly, wouldn't even bother to understand.
Yeah.
Yes, the line is in the sand being drawn, and the two of you are blowing in the wind.
Mm.
And that's my comment about Tavis and Smiley. What you got to say, Vernice?
Oh, I don't have too much to say. You just kind of hit it on the button because, you know, like the man said, it's not going to happen overnight. And, yeah, he knew he was going to get some, you know, rough feedback on it. But I'm still in Obama's corner. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I
you know?
Am too. I mean, in fact, a lot of people said it's going to take two terms. It's going to take first 4 years just to clean it up and the next 4 years to implement the programs he would like to see those applications brought forth.
Exactly.
But they're not going to happen right away. Look who he has to deal with.
Yes.
None of them want to cut their salary short for shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, FCC line one.
Yes.
But you know it's true, Congress.
That's right.
You know it's true. Why don't you start cutting their health care and cutting some of their little promotional things that they do on the side, or
and education
and
on, on their children instead of on ours.
Yeah.
After we done went all this trouble fighting to get these rights for these kids,
well,
and then you come along and just snatch it away from them. Oh, don't get me started. I'm just like Lennox. I said, y'all kiss my ass, okay?
Yes.
I feel you.
I'm telling you, this is horrible.
It is
absolutely horrible.
And change never becomes effective until it affects you.
That's right.
When some of these changes, but they're the ones that's writing these rules and policies up.
Mm-hmm.
But if it would affect them where it would hit their pockets, we would see a whole totally different type of Congress.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
no doubt.
I mean, they're talking about in January cutting SSI and Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
The elderly are the platform of this country.
The elderly, there was a woman on TV today. She was getting her retirement money.
Mm-hmm.
She is 75 years old. She had to discontinue her disability and go back to work just to make ends meet.
Wow.
She was already in retirement.
And they had cut half, she said it, half of her benefits when, you know, the, what do you call that, 401K came along and they took everybody, they took half of her money. So she has to go back to work to make up the difference. She's 75 years old, had her on TV. On CNN News. I'm like,
see,
this
that,
is terrible.
It's stuff like that that perturbs
this
me.
This is terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely terrible.
It just perturbs me because I'm like, what are these people supposed to do?
And now
you're doing what's right.
You've
worked and been a good
for
citizen
the next
in
two
this
years.
Nation.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
They're going, talking about it's going on for the next 2 years. They're talking. I'm like, y'all don't want us to have nothing, huh?
No.
Like, you guys sit up in them White Houses and $2 million homes and stuff getting mad because you don't want nobody in your pocket. You're in ours. What goes around, come around,
I'm
baby.
I'm telling you, baby, I can't work the pole no more. I can't even do it warm, shit.
Shoot, I'm telling you.
It's not going to be anything for my generation. I can tell you that right
That's
now.
That's what I'm saying,
no, because the folks that's in their 30s, they ain't going to be no Social Security
no,
30
not.
Years from now. They didn't forget that. 30 years from now, that program will not exist.
Just like that woman, she said, she said that people are going to have to work now until the day they die.
Well,
more
they're
likely.
And they've already done that. People have already worked until the day they die.
True that.
I ran across several co-workers in my working lifetime that have died, and they were still working on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
I said, that's
sad.
That's
why I worked there, too.
That is sad.
Yeah, don't even get to retire.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you do retire, not getting the opportunity to enjoy your retirement.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's scary, y'all. It's scary. And like Shab and I had agreed on, I said, you guys think folks is robbing now? You just wait.
Doing a whole nother thing.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And they're not going to be just robbing people in their homes. Now, this time, they're going to be heading to these stores. And it won't be no food. They're going to hit these stores, and they're going to hit these banks.
Because they got to survive. People are in survival mode now.
They're in survival mode now.
Yes.
That's
you know what? I agree with you there, Shab.
That's right.
That's true. They're in survival mode. Especially, I really feel, and I've stated this before, families that have children still residing at home.
Yeah.
I really feel for them because you want to keep a roof over their head and food in their stomachs and also clothing.
Yes.
You know, just the basic needs and health care. Well, my God, you're blessed if you can get that.
Yeah, you're blessed if you can get that.
But just to give them the basic need, the staples for your children to survive, you will go into survival mode, as Shab just said,
and,
by any means necessary.
And as the Constitution says, we are we have a right to certain inalienable rights.
That's right.
And they're taking it away from us? Come on now.
You'd be surprised how much the Bill of Rights has been stripped.
Ooh.
That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We are having a hot topic discussion. Y'all call in and tell us what you think. But anyway, getting back, go ahead.
No, I just agree. I think with, you know, I mean, people have to realize Obama inherited this, and he can only do so much. And like you stated earlier, it's not so much that the president is the one that says, okay, it's Congress who puts a lot of things in effect, just like with wars.
That's right.
It's not the president, oh, okay, we're going to go to war. No, it's a lot of steps to it, you know. Ultimately, some situations, the president has the final say. But a lot of this is dealing with Congress. We can't find a common ground. And to blame Obama for everything is just really sad. It really is when everybody plays an effect. I mean, because I'm be the first one to say I am disgusted, regardless if you are Democrat, Republican, Tea Party, Independent, Green, whatever. I am just totally disgusted with our Congress, nationally and locally. I can't wait for Greg Ward to get out that office. Good God. And it's just, it's sad that people have to realize Daddy Bush was in term one time, and it took Clinton two terms. First term to clean it up. Second term to bounce our country back into the black. We had two terms of Bush Jr. So the first term, this is a lot of cleanup. I mean, not only so much the debt, the housing market,
but
the war.
That was a total of 12 years from his dad, from Bush's dad, to him.
Well, it's just, well,
between
I'm separating
the two.
The two.
That's 12 years.
I know, I hear what you're saying, but with Bush, you got 2 years. So Obama is not going to make a dent. Within one term. He may not even make a big dent in a second term to clean this country because he's still cleaning Bush's stuff. We have not bounced back yet, and we probably won't bounce back for a while. And it's not just us. look at the world. Look at London in UK.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes, it started dealing with a police shooting, but
yeah.
Overall, it's their economy.
Mm-hmm.
It is. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say it's not racial. It's the economy.
It's the economy.
And it's the young people.
Mm-hmm.
There's no job.
There's nothing for
them.
They're
in their 20s and 30s over
mm-hmm.
there that are rioting.
Right.
They have scanned the crowd. You want to say take a survey of the
mm-hmm,
crowd,
mm-hmm.
and it's mostly 20 and 30 years
young
old.
People.
There's
uh-huh.
no job.
No, there's
mm-hmm.
not. There's
and
not.
Their parents are barely holding on because it is high to live over
mm-hmm.
there. Their tax rate and interest is quite higher than ours.
Yeah,
their
cost of living
just,
is higher than ours.
Yeah, so the young people, now what do you, I mean, we're almost at that point here in the United States, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, America,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
where there's not enough summertime jobs anymore for our youth.
That's
no.
right. It's scary. It's really
yeah.
scary.
Well, that's where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because a lot of the youth does have that mentality that things should be given to them instead of earned.
Right.
Well, that mentality is going to change from being given to start taking because nothing is being given to them, which they should be earning in the first place. But if you can't even earn, then you're going to take.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So it's an unfortunate thing, but... society, what can you say?
I know.
Because we as a people play a role, too. You got people out here know damn well they shouldn't have got that house.
That's right.
But they just wanted to get it just to say they had a house.
Mm-hmm.
People out here spending frivolously still.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you don't even have the money to pay your rent or your car note to put groceries
Amen.
In your house.
That's
so
right.
Congress, yes, they play their part, but we as a people also play our part as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Got to play the devil's advocate both ways.
Yeah, this
Amen.
Is true. This is true because we all know right from wrong.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I'm going to let Vernice, because I want you and her to discuss this on the tunnel's future up in the air with Seattle. I just have her read at least the first paragraph there,
okay.
and y'all get in that for at least the last few minutes of the show. Go ahead.
Okay. A vote of approval on Seattle Referendum 1 gives the pro-tunnel city council a green light. An anti-tunnel vote, even if by a slight margin, creates a political bind. The council can ignore the vote and enact a new tunnel agreement ordinance or tell the state that a viaduct replacement project years in the making isn't wanted. Isn't that something?
Yes, it is.
That's crazy. I'm like, now, we don't want this. Well, at least they don't want this, put it that way. But this thing, while they're going back and forth about this tunnel is falling to pieces.
Already, well, my thing is, you know, I know that it's about vanity. A lot of people who live in downtown Seattle want that view of
mm-hmm.
downtown Seattle,
right.
of the pier and all that. I understand mm-hmm. that.
Right.
But the tunnel they're making is only going to be 4 lanes, 2 lanes southbound, 2 lanes northbound. Do they not realize that Washington State is growing?
Yeah.
Once you build that tunnel, you can't expand that tunnel.
Mm-mm, you can't.
It's over
That's
and
true.
Done
you
with.
You can't. Uh-huh.
You know, so I myself know I'm not a resident of Seattle, but I am against this project, which is going to cost $1.4 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Where is the money coming from?
Yeah.
You know, they're all, what's going to create jobs? It's only going to create jobs for a minute of
for
the
a
construction.
Minute.
That's
exactly.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're the ones that are still going to pay for it if this goes against us, because
mm-hmm.
we're going to grow, which means it's just going to be more congestion.
Right. And on top of that, where the tunnel is going to be at, they already know what is that wall for the water? Is
oh,
right there.
Mm-hmm.
That would weaken that wall. So who's to guarantee that that tunnel will not collapse in there?
See,
you
that
know?
Is my question. I mean, they claim a lot of the buildings or structure, period,
yeah.
in downtown Seattle is built or as earthquake safe as possible. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess I could go with the construction as well. I mean, the viaduct, because if we have an earthquake and that collapses, that's a hot mess. But I think economically this tunnel is going to go against the people.
I think so.
I don't support this whatsoever.
Yeah, in the end, it will go against the people.
Well, especially when there's no money.
Mm-hmm.
We only have 90 seconds. I'm playing the music now.
Well, it sounds like a discussion that we need to continue on. Probably a next time you show, too. It sounds like a hot topic here.
Well, it really is because they're not listening to the people. They're only doing what they want to do. And
exactly.
there's a lot of people who do not want this tunnel. That it's the taxpayers that's going to pay for this at the end. Yeah.
Well, everyone, thank you for listening to the show. I have truly enjoyed our show today. I mean, it was a wonderful, wonderful show. I'm telling you, I believe I'm going to put this on feature.
back. And also, we're going to talk about